Blog Talk Radio.
The ink has just dried, ladies and gentlemen. What a week, what a night, what a day. Oh, my God. And so many things have been happening over the last week, and it's amazing. Welcome to UWA Today, the only place for all your United Wrestling Alliance information, coming to you every week with all the lowdown and the backstage news on this podcast show. And today we have a lot of stuff to cover and a lot of information. Big news right now at the top of the show. It is confirmed and known that the United Wrestling Alliance is now an official sponsor of Steel City Championship Wrestling's Fuel and Iron World Championship Tournament. That's right. It is official. We signed the dotted line, and we will have a working relationship with Steel City Championship Wrestling going forward. You know, a friendly relationship, separate entities, of course, but I'm here to support our local independent wrestling organizations, and we were at the venue that it's going to be tonight. And let me tell you something, it's a spectacular venue. It's such a great location. There's parking. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. When you come see the show, the Steel City show in June, which I guarantee you, United Wrestling Alliance, as a sponsor, we're entitled to be there, and we will. We're entitled to have a seat right at the front of the table, and we're going to be there. And you're going to see this. When you go see this place, you're going to want to get VIP tickets. I would go to Steel City Championship Wrestling now on Facebook. Just search Steel City Championship Wrestling and talk to them and find out about VIP seating, because I know I've been to a couple other independent wrestling shows around, and the seats are always terrible for my back and my lumbar and my ass, frankly. And if you want VIP, you get a better ring shot, but the seat is not better. Well, this place, you're going to get the VIP. You're going to get cushy chairs. That's right. Unique in every way. So if you want to watch wrestling and sit and relax in a chair, I was sitting there for at least an hour while I was waiting. But I got there early because I wanted to eat at the fine food court over there at Fuel and Iron. And they have a whole bunch of stuff down there in Pueblo. So you guys should check that out too, because that is the location of the show that the United Wrestling Alliance will be sponsoring the Tournament of Champions. And of course, I am the longest reigning United World Champion, over 500 days, baby. Let's do it. Undefeated, 17-0. They keep falling, and what is this? Hollywood Rock is coming. There's only one Hollywood, and Mr. Hollywood is sitting right here as champion, making big moves. And it's not the only news that we got, because last week we learned that Pork Chop was going to be our general manager, but then Pork Chop decided to do, he messed it up in his own way. Pork Chop, you're fired. He was fired. So we need a new GM. We need a new GM, and we got one. I found this one, and I got us one. It is, and we're going to reveal it here shortly. But that's just one of the big reveals. A former television star, WWE superstar, is going to be the United Wrestling Alliance's general manager coming up, okay? So this is awesome. But that's still not the big news, okay? We also have a couple of signings, big signings, right? And one of which is attributed to our new GM, so I appreciate that. But we also had a signing this week. Fonzie LaFleur. Let's hear it for this crazy, psychopathic individual. And he is now a member of the United Wrestling Alliance, and who knows where he will go. But again, still, he was signed by the interim general manager, Sizzle, who, of course, also will be working with because he performs at Steel City. Steel City Championship Wrestling as well. Like I said, go to their Facebook. Go to our Facebook, okay? So Porkchop got fired. Who's the new GM? What WWE star? Okay. No, we're not going to talk about that yet. Let's talk about the big news on everybody's lips. The Armageddon Championship match. The battle for Armageddon. The countdown has begun. And we learned that Sid Luciano is going to be in that match. In the Armageddon title match, the graveyard. In the graveyard, it will be decided. And the match itself, it's a very interesting title, ladies and gentlemen. It has a few rules to it, okay? The matches are all time. There's a time limit. And within that time limit, from bell to time limit, that belt is live. We'll have people wrestling for it, two wrestlers, three wrestlers, whoever, in a match. But any time during that match, that title is live. Some random person can run in off the street. If they can get a pin, they can be the Armageddon champion. And if the Armageddon championship match is contested in the squared circle, in a ring, anywhere, in any ring, then falls must count in that ring. But guess what? If it's a 15-minute time limit, you get as many falls as you want. Anybody can be champion. Who walks out? Well, it's a beautiful belt. And I can tell you, I did actually set it on fire. We burnt it because it's great. It was plain in charcoal. It's copper. It's a copper belt, okay? The Armageddon Championship. Not only is it copper, but everything. Everything. Copper, copper, copper. Not gold, not silver, no. Polished, real, copper. You know what? I know what you're saying. It's going to turn green like the Statue of Liberty. Well, you know what? I don't give a what color it turns. Right now, it's the Armageddon Championship. And guess what? It's going to happen in the graveyard. Guess what? It's going to happen in the second week of March. It'll be live on our Facebook page, the United Wrestling Alliance's Facebook page. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting. This graveyard is really cool. We're going to go out there. It's going to be great. So that's amazing. And we don't even know. We still don't know who's going to face Sid Luciano for the first ever inaugural Armageddon Championship match. We still don't know. And we're not going to find out today. In fact, but we will find out who one of the blockbuster signings that we have due and attributed to our new general manager. Now, we're going to get to that in a second. I would like to wax rhapsodic over the events of today and the fortuitous meeting that you know, we were able to have today. And, you know, the fundraiser that we were at and the United Wrestling Alliance, it was great to be there. And we're very thankful for Fuel and Iron for allowing us to participate in their charitable event. And that's just because we care. And so, you know, we could stop right now and say, you know, this and that and these people and that people. Great. But you know what? We're all in this together. And, you know, I can tell you that getting a WWE superstar to actually be the general manager of the United Wrestling Alliance was not easy, and it was not cheap, okay? And I paid with the check to Steel City Championship Wrestling, and I pay my wrestler's money. And I have the cash. And so the sky is the limit. Who are we going to bring in? Who? And Thunder Brawl is going to happen, finally. Thunder Brawl 2024, baby. It's coming. And who am I going to be facing for my title in a five-person match with weapons and eliminations galore? We don't know. You're going to have to stay tuned for that as well, okay? You have to stay tuned for that. There's a lot of stuff to stay tuned for. Now Porkchop being fired, he blew up a storyline, and it was just flat out. And he didn't mean to do it. But and I love you, Porkchop man. You did a lot for so many people, and I appreciate you. And I know they appreciate you, and we all appreciate you. And RCW, God bless it. Thank you. I really appreciate you and everything that you did. And from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you, Porkchop. You were delicious when I cooked you on the stove, and then I seasoned you nicely, and then I had you with some ketchup, because I'm the guy that puts ketchup on my pork chop right after dipping it in vinegar. Because I'm Hollywood Tony P, Mr. Hollywood, Mr. President, DDS, Dr., PhD, you name it, I got it. I am the champion, undefeated, Mr. Hollywood, to the top, to the bottom, 5'12", and then some. Dressed to the nines. Hell yeah, baby. Vote for me. Tony P. Re-election. It's no joke. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to announce who is the new GM. You're going to have to stay tuned for that right here on UWA Today, sponsored by the World Generation Podcast Network. We have a lot of other shows. And the Super Bowl show is coming. For Pigskin Nation, you can listen to me and my father, and that's going to take place tomorrow night right here. You can hear my father, Sweet Lou from Brooklyn, me, and of course, Chucky Pigskin, as we talk about the Super Bowl coming up, because that's some amazing stuff as well. So if you want to call, don't, but you can. We're going to get to the announcement after this. I am Mr. Hollywood, the president and the United World Champion, and we'll be right back after this.
Everywhere, signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford, Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Hardy is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Everyone, wouldn't it be cool if it was Hulk Hogan and the former Raw star? What's up, bro? It's not Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan is not the new GM. So you can cross that off your list. If Hulk Hogan was survey said, not the correct answer. However, I am about to announce it right now because I am. And ladies and gentlemen, I remember when this person was on Raw just so long ago, and it was a while. It was a really long time, and I just find it amazing that we were able to get this person. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to introduce to you the new general manager of the United Wrestling Alliance. Give it up for the anonymous Raw General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hello, peasants. I am the anonymous Raw General Manager, now the UWA General Manager. I have come to impress you with my computing prowess and really hard drive. I look forward to ruining everything you enjoy. I am not a leprechaun. Now please excuse me. I think your motherboard gave me a virus. I need to wipe my drive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Your new UWA, I don't know, that laptop, it's old, but it's good. It still works. Still Windows 95. Man, you know, me, the anonymous Raw General Manager together and the United Wrestling Alliance, I mean, it's just, it's a match made in heaven. And let me tell you something, okay? The UWA General Manager has signed somebody really outrageous. Like, I know who it is because I've been in contact with Anon. And, but you guys are not going to believe it. So, Porkchop had his chance and Sizzle had his chance. Sizzle signed Fonzie. That's great. Thank you, Sizzle. Fonzie LaFleur is part of the United Wrestling Alliance. That is amazing. Sid Luciano, thank you. Porkchop. For Sid Luciano, the anonymous Raw General Manager, who is he signed? What is this star that he's bringing to the United Wrestling Alliance? Who is this person? And also, another big question, who is going to face Sid in the Armageddon Championship match? Will it be this person or a different person? Also, another big question, Thunder Brawl 2024, who's going to face me for the title, right? We got another championship, the United Women's Championship, and she's been undefeated for, I would say, I think it's almost a year. I got to check out the numbers. But Huntress has been undefeated. She's been taking down her opponents left and right. We've been traveling all over to different states, and she's been just knocking them down. You know, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I do a lot of traveling. I drive all over. We go everywhere. We appear in every which way, okay? But due to contractual obligations and reasons, you know, it is what it is. But it's not the point. The point is that we are sponsoring the Fuel and Iron Tournament of Champions. We have signed a bunch of great talent over the last couple of weeks. I couldn't even imagine. I can't count, but I will. And we're going to announce the next one here very, very shortly. And after it is announced, we will go over his list of accomplishments and all of the wonderful things that he has done and all the wonderful things that he has done for independent wrestling. And, you know, when I signed the anonymous Raw general manager to the UWA, I wasn't expecting him to just come at it right away, right? Like, I wasn't expecting him, and that's okay. I'm glad. This is great. This is great. And hold on one second, because I already have the images and stuff. So I just have to get it ready for the reveal, because he told me. And let me tell you what I'm going to write. I'm going to write the new, capital exclamation point, the new UWA general manager has signed, dot, 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 and then the new UWA general manager has signed. Well, let's see who he signed. Anon GM. Anon GM. Let me fix that to say the new anonymous UWA general manager has signed. We have 7 minutes. Okay, let's do it. Anon, why don't you tell us who you signed? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out right now the biggest signing the United Wrestling Alliance has had in a very long time. Let's take a listen.
How is it going, Worms? I am the anonymous UWA General Manager, a.k.a. the anonymous Raw General Manager, a.k.a. Anon, have made an historic signing. I have decided that my first action as GM is to sign this talent that I have signed. Ladies and gentlemen, although your human filth disgusts me, and I need a reboot, please welcome, to the United Wrestling Alliance, the legendary, astounding, livest, Max Plex. Now if you will excuse me, my wife is calling, and she has need of my floppy drive.
Sign the livest Mex Plex, ladies and gentlemen. Plex is coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. Look at that super heavyweight legend in himself. Let's get all the details. I got a list, so let's go over this now for the livest Mex Plex. All right, livest Mex Plex. Let's take a listen. Plex is 5'6", 180 pounds. Trained under Jimbo Lucas, Gino Rivera, and Eric Lalonde. He has been featured in Pro Wrestling Illustrated, featured guest on the Worksheet podcast, was mentioned on the Cliff Cage radio show, KKNG 98.9 FM. He was featured live on Star Country 104.5 and featured numerous episodes of Springs Into Action, appearances on Fight TV, seen around the world, RCW, ORW, Primos, MPW, HIW, CSW, DCW, AIWF, DWE, and now the United Wrestling Alliance. He's worked everywhere, all across this great country, and now, the livest Mexplex is coming to the United Wrestling Alliance, and we can all thank the anonymous Raw General Manager, who is now the anonymous UWA General Manager. And that, my friends, is where we're going to end tonight. Next week, we're going to find out who is going into the graveyard with Sid for the first ever Armageddon Championship. We're also going to find out more information about the sponsorship of Steel City Championship Wrestling. Just go to Facebook, like their page, Steel City Championship Wrestling. Like it, stay there. And I'm telling you, get the VIP tickets. You're going to want these because the seats are great. They are nice, opulent seats. It's a very interesting venue. You get there soon. You get there early. You can have a table. They have tables. They have a chair, bar, food. It's going to be great. You're hungry, you go get. You do, you're going to go get. It's going to be a night you don't want to miss. That's June 1st over there. Fuel and Iron, the Tournament of Champions. And, of course, me, Mr. President, CEO, the United World Champion, is going to be there. I tell you, I will be there. I will make an appearance with my title held high among those other champions. All those champions are going to be in one place. Why? Because that is where to be, and that is going to be the place to be. And just like the United Wrestling Alliance is the place to be, please stay tuned. Please like us on Facebook. Follow along. We are coming live, first in a graveyard with the dead, but then we're coming live, and Thunder Brawl is coming. Look at the roster I got. Look at the page. Look at the roster. Look who I've signed. We got enough. We got a match. We got contenders. We got people. But I'm not going to be beaten that easy. This is my title. I'm undefeated. Mr. Hollywood is not going down without a fight. Mr. Hollywood is here to stay. Mr. Hollywood is making deals. Mr. Hollywood is all over the world. And Mr. Hollywood is nationwide, Mr. President, Mr. Reelection, Dr. DDS, PhD, and a whole bunch of other shit. Hey, I own some land on the moon, baby. I own land on the moon. You better pay me. We'll see you guys next time right here on UWA Today, sponsored by the World Generation Podcast Network. Hold on. We're getting a caller here right at the last minute. Caller, you are live on UWA Today. Who is this?
Hold on. What in the fuck am I seeing? What the fuck am I hearing, man? What the fuck is going on, Tony P?
Who's this? Is this Sizzle?
You know who this is, Dennis. This is the voice of pro wrestling itself. This is the one, the only Jay Sizzle for Rizzle, you piece of shizzle, GM, whoever the hell you are. I don't give a shit. WWE, RCW, I don't give a fuck. Bottom line is, how dare you? The audacity, computer, Mr. Hard On for a hard drive. How dare you? Fucking bug in the system, you piece of shit. How dare you come between the livest Mexplex and the Sizzle himself? I am beside myself, Tony P. What in the hell's going on down here? When the Sizzle signed on, goddammit, the cash check, the check obviously went through, so congratulations. You're welcome, Tony P. I thought we had an agreement, man. I thought you
I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. You and I, we sat there today right with him there, and he said nothing about it. I didn't know. I found out today when I got home, when I took that long drive home, when I got home and I got the message. Flip me out too, brother. Let me tell you.
What the hell is going on here, Tony P? I'll tell you what, man. We cannot, you know what? I, bottom line is, dude, Just wait, I'm going to unplug his ass. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, I'm about to make another phone call right now to tech support. There's got to be something. We've got to figure out who in the hell the goddamn unanimous bastard is behind this. I have an idea. I think I know who's behind it, Tony. And I'll tell you what, man. First of all, we're not going to allow this, Tony. You and I are not going to allow this to come between us. So, yeah, good luck with that computer, okay? First of all, you're not going to break up the alliance, the California alliance, first of all. So, yeah, good luck with that, you sorry son of a bitch. And secondly, Plex, if you're tuned in, man, and if you're listening, just know the sizzle's not done. I've got something to say to your ass, man.
All right, well, look at that. There you go, sizzle.
Remember that, because hashtag sizzle said it.
Sizzle said it, and it seems like Plex did not tell Sizzle, because he didn't tell me. I would just assume that you knew, but okay. Listen, making waves, making numbers, making tracks, doing things, going to the moon. That's us. That's here. That's now. Steel City Championship Wrestling and the United Wrestling Alliance working together to change the future. And I got it right that time, my brother, because I'm never going to get it wrong again. And I told everybody, get that VIP now, because those seats, they're going to want those cushy seats, man. Is it VIP? Is it front row? What are you calling it? VIP? Front row? Get those tickets.
I'll tell you what, man, for the all-access VIP passes, man, like unlike the unanimous GM, okay, who refuses to give the people anything, okay, first of all, because of our great sponsors such as UWA, let me tell you what, brother, package is going for just $30, and you're going to get an all-access VIP experience with each and every member of the roster. That is, if the Live is Mex Plex is still a member of the roster, we'll see what happens with it. I can't believe what this goddamn computer is trying to do. But you're going to get a chance to meet Tony P himself. You're going to meet the Sizzle for Rizzle. You already nizzle. All of your favorite Steel City Championship Wrestling performers are going to be there. The Salinas tribute artist to the stars. Oh, my God. The greatest Selena tribute artist in the world is going to be there live. I'll tell you what, brother, we're going to have surprise guests. We're going to have surprise champions in the audience. We're going to have all your favorite Steel City Championship Wrestling performers. We're going to have the official TikTok champion of the world is going to be there. I'll tell you what, man. Duke City champions are going to be there. There's going to be so many champions. That's why it's called a tournament of champions, obviously. Tony P is a man that knows what he sees when he sees it. And he knows what he hears when he hears it.
It's such a great venue.
It's going to be awesome.
And I would tell everybody that, you know, if you are down in Pueblo, whether or not you go see the show, you should stop in Fuel and Iron and check it out. It's a very unique space. And I'm telling you, you can meet me. That's special. You can meet Sizzle. That's special. You can meet the rest. That's special. But I'm telling you, you want the VIP because your ass will thank you. You will be sitting in luxury and pampered. Pamperedness. I don't even know what the word is. Pompous pamperedness.
Yeah, Ron,
whatever.
Not only that, but it's going to tell
like
you something. You're going to be part of that.
Important person, yes. And I can tell you.
Hollywood, let me explain something, Hollywood. Let me explain something to them, Hollywood. You're going to be in the lap of luxury like the Hollywood star Tony P himself and the Sizzle are. You're going to be at the after party with the Sizzle and Hollywood Tony P, where we're going to partake in adult beverages until the cops throw us out. We've got pizza, we've got burgers, we've got food, we've got everything that you could possibly want all in one package. And I'll tell you what, it's all sponsored by one of our good friends over there at UWA. I'll tell you what, man, you know what? It's alliances like this is bringing Colorado pro wrestling and, matter of fact, the world of pro wrestling together, man. And like I said, I'm glad to be on the ground foot of it. But I still cannot believe what that piece of shit is doing. Yeah, he's worldwide, right? Worldwide internet. Yeah, guess what, computer? Did you just shut me off? Goddamn computer just shut me down?
We're having technical difficulties, but Sizzle, we got to go because, I guess he was having technical difficulties. Okay. I don't know what's going on with the anonymous UWA general manager, but he's making waves. He signed the Live is Mex Plex. We love it. We love it here. Go to Steel City Championship Wrestling Facebook. Like the page. Buy the ticket. Go to the United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook. Like our page and follow along. There's a lot of cool stuff. And like I said, we got the anonymous Raw General Manager on our side. So the laptop pissed Chisel off, and maybe it pissed you off too. He said he was going to ruin everything. So here we go. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys next time right here on UWD Today on the World Generation Podcast Network. Bye, guys.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.